Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Boston is ready to roll out the red carpet for the Royals. They have a 3-day trip that will take place this week, and it's all centered on climate.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now to the race for Chicago mayor. Current mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
It's showtime.
Reach voters all across the city to remind them not only what we've done over the last 3.5 years, but what our vision is for the next 4, and why the only rational choice is to return me to office.
The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
You serious? Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and we're here. I think in the final hour, we're going to take a go a little lighter, and we're going to talk about these serious adult movies that are all crashing and burning. All these movies that were being thought to be ready for Oscar, they're not really making it. They're not making it for some reason. 844-500-4242. But that'll be later on. We got a lot of stuff to get to here in the next hour. A lot more stuff about Elon Musk and the way the deep state is coming after him. Actually, let me just start with a one from the fake Indian, and this is the fake Indian on Fox News. I don't know what she's doing on Fox News. That's why I don't watch Fox News nearly as much as I used to. But here she is talking about Elon Musk. Cut 28. All right.
Republicans say that Democrats are picking on Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
It should really be people who claim to be Indians when they're really not. They should be allowed to check boxes and decide. Or they can be a billionaire like Jeffrey Bezos, and he can decide. Or they can be a ninth generation pampered puke limousine liberal like the Sulzbergers who own the New York Times. They're the ones who should be making the decisions, not a penniless African immigrant who came to our shores and is now a billionaire. What a bunch of frauds these people are. She and Mr. Frosty, I wrote a column about it today. You can get it at howiecarshow.com. Mr. Frosty said on one of the Democrat chat shows in Boston over the weekend that he's a public health it's a public health hazard to allow people to comment on COVID if they're not Dr. Fauci or Walensky or Birx. It's so ridiculous. I mean, these people are out of control. It's dangerous what's going on. Actually, time now for the Chump Line.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, your hair is getting pretty long. You better stay away from Mar-a-Lago, or else Donald Trump might say,
Howie Carr, who thinks bugs are real dogs. They're neither beautiful dogs nor talented dogs. is growing his hair out like a hippie.
Howie the hippie.
His hair is so long that he looks like Lyndon Johnson.
Toward the end,
we're gonna be fine.
Lyndon Johnson, if it had lasted a couple more months, he could have had a man bun. Died in January of 73, I believe. But I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, Duvall, so you don't have to worry. By the time I get back to Mar-a-Lago in a few weeks, my hair will be just fine. It's a little shaggy today, but it'll be all straightened out tomorrow morning.
So CNN announces layoffs to help recoup over $100 million in lost revenue. Ooh, you think there's some employees that are learning their new pronouns, was and were?
That's very good. Of course, those are verbs, but yeah, you're right. Their new verbs are was and were. Has been. I wonder if they're trying to figure out if there are any loopholes in Chris Wallace's contract, because that would be $7 million a year right there. $7 million. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared for you and your family. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Howie, I can't keep that Hillary off of me. I had the tweet. I had COVID. Ain't no way in hell I got COVID. But I'd rather have COVID ever all over my body.
Yeah, if you saw that, Bill Clinton now has COVID. He's had other diseases that could be cured with a simple shot or two of penicillin, and some of which have over the years become resistant to penicillin.
Joe Biden said he's looking forward to his powwow with Elizabeth Warren.
And they're going to have some powwow chow. And she's going to get her a beer, a Michelob Light.
Howie, great quote I heard today. Watching World Cup soccer is like watching John Fetterman try to finish a sentence.
I know it's unkind, but sometimes John Fetterman trying to finish a sentence will create mirth. World Cup soccer? I don't think so. The Babylon Bee came out with a headline today, by the way, and said Barack Obama puzzled why U.S. team just didn't call in a drone strike on the Iranians. I thought that was pretty funny. That's about the funniest thing I've seen coming out of the World Cup.
Hey, Howie, I heard on the news that Big Chief Brandon Stairs is headed to Boston for a fundraiser. But considering that the taxpayers are more often than not footing the bill for the Democrat spending spree, wouldn't it be more accurate to call this mandated tipping by the Democrat?
What he'll do is, you know how this works. He'll make, go over to the federal courthouse and cut a ribbon or something like that, or go somewhere, and then he can claim it's a business trip. And so you and I will be picking up the tab, or most of the tab, for his, it's our tip to Brandon for his decades of selfless, put that in air quotes, selfless service.
The one good thing about the midterm election is that it convinced plugs to run for re-selection. By then the people, and yes, even the sheeple, will be demanding a cure for this liberal infection.
You know, the Limerick guy is onto something there. People are speculating on that. Some of the smarter pundits are saying that, this is kind of bad news for the Democrats, because if they'd really been smoked, they'd lost the Senate, lost 30 or 40 seats rather than 10 in the House. They would be demanding. They would be demanding that he step aside. But no, he's gonna have to be dragged out with the jaws of life.
Joe Biden said his wife identifies as a medicine woman.
Very good, very good. Using the news of the day. By the way, we should play that cut again for people who haven't heard it. This is Joe Biden talking about, he was at the White House Tribal Nation Summit today before he has his powwow with the fake Indian on Friday. But this is Joe Biden talking about Dr. Jill's wife's visits to the reservations, formerly known as reservations, now the tribal nations. Cut two.
Started building a second school and revitalized the use of the Cherokee language. By the way, she spent a lot of time on other reservations, other nations as well. I'm worried she's not going to come home one of these days when she goes. You think I'm joking. I'm telling you. If I hear more about the Navajos than I hear about me. You all think I'm kidding, don't you?
How about the Hikawis? We love us, not fight us. Remember that, F Troop?
Come on, man. I told my fellow train union members that in the words of Barack America, if you like your union deal, you can keep your union deal. Not a joke.
So before the midterms, he went on 60 Minutes with a slobbering nitwit named Scott Pelley, and he took a bow for solving the rail strike or the impasse in the union negotiations. Then when the negotiations fell apart, he just kicked it to Congress and said, "You guys clean up the mess." How Brandon is it?
The media didn't forget Hakeem Jeffries is an election denier. The statute of limitations for 2016 has just passed.
Well, it's not in the calendar years, the statute of limitations. If you're a Democrat, you are never charged. If you're a Republican, there is no statute of limitations. It's like murder. And that goes for anything a Republican ever did, including not paying an overdue library fine.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Every weekday, dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, and press 2, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second chump line of the day with all brand new messages, we have a second chump line. It's called Chop Chumps, where we put all the messages that we didn't use just now. Chop Chumps is available around 7 p.m. every weeknight, and you can get Chop Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared for yourself and your family. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Joe Biden said his wife identifies as a medicine woman.
And if he says he's not running for re-election, she'll really be going on the war path. All right. The holidays are right around the corner, and I'm ready. Why? I use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious, grocery-crafted, chef-crafted recipes and more right to my door, so I can skip that extra grocery store trip and actually relax and enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh's high-quality ingredients, as well as their seasonal recipes, make the holidays tastier than ever. Plus, pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes make getting dinner on the table a snap. Their ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in less than 7 days, so I know they're fresh. HelloFresh's 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. Check out HelloFresh.com and just see all the amazing recipes they have. They have a rotating list of about 50 to 70 recipes. You can try stuff you were always afraid to do, like, for instance, pork. A lot of us were raised with really dried out old pork chops that, we didn't know how good pork could be. Pork tenderloin, ground pork. Just great stuff. Trout. Believe it or not, you can get trout delivered from HelloFresh. And it's amazing. You'll learn how to use new spices, all kinds of new ideas to freshen up your nightly table. And, you know, even if you don't stick with HelloFresh, you'll have learned new recipes. Just keep the recipe cards. You'll find out about new spices. It's just a great way to change your cuisine every evening, every lunch, every breakfast. Check it out, and right now is a great time to do it because we have a tremendous deal for you. You can get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie70. Use code Howie70 for 70% off plus free shipping. What have you got to lose with 70% off? That's code Howie70 for 70% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie70. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
We got a storm rolling through here in South Florida. So, you know, I don't guess I'm missing that much, though, in Boston because Prince, one of my all-time favorites, but the Prince, not one of my all-time favorites, is at he's at City Hall with Mayor Wu and Governor-elect Healey. Is that right?
Yes. They're having a climate gaggle of some kind.
A climate confab?
Yes.
Did anyone bring an umbrella? It's kind of wet, isn't it?
There are some people with umbrellas, but I think there are some diehards that are just out there enjoying the warming.
Swooning. They're just swooning in the presence of all the beautiful people. Now, how did they get over here, by the way? Were they in the business class on BOAC or whatever they call the British Airlines now? Did they take a private jet, perhaps?
They did fly commercial. And somebody tweeted out the picture, like, oh, they were two rows in front of me. They flew commercial, but it was in one of those first class that has those pods that you can sit in with, where, like, there's dividers and lay flat beds. And so they flew commercial, but not, you know, not steerage. The good commercial, if you will.
And they probably give them a pint of bitters before the plane even takes off. And some crumpets. And some fish and chips, Governor, just in case. All right. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. RizzoInsurance.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who does the deep state fear most right now? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, or Elon Musk?
I think it's Elon Musk. All this news that's coming out, you know, every couple of hours there's another story about Elon Musk and Twitter. That's how frightened they are. And they're throwing everything, the fake Indian, Apple and Tim Cook, Red China. They're all going after Elon Musk.
Ron DeSantis is in the lead.
44%. He is? Really?
Yep, 39%.
Is this poll being freeped? We don't usually get the poll freeped that often anymore, as they say when Free Republic would crash a poll. Wow. He was at 8% 2 hours ago, I believe. That was, again, it was early going, but still, he's number one?
He is number one right now. Well, Howie, you know, it's all about the ballots. It's not about the votes.
Right.
This is Maricopa County style.
This is style as Stalin. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. I don't know if that's a true quote or not. I've always been trying to find out. No one seems to know, but it's a good quote. And it seems appropriate for the man, Joseph Stalin. So who's in second place behind DeSantis?
Second place is Elon Musk at 39% and 17% for Donald Trump.
Wow. Okay. I think that's, you know, I don't think they're that afraid of Trump right now. They're making sport of him with this. They have a new policy now of how you get into Mar-a-Lago after what happened last week. And apparently the Secret Service has been asked, and they said, hey, it's a private club. We got nothing to do with it. He's a former president. I think you do have something to do with it. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Here's a story about, the Democrats are in kind of a spot now because Brandon wants to run for re-election, or at least Jill and Hunter and Jim. You know, Jim and Hunter are concerned about getting pardons down the road. But they can get that in 2025, you know, at the end. But Biden didn't win the midterms, and in fact didn't substantially improve his position even among Democrats. He just happened to be around when Republicans lost the midterms. This is basically what they're saying in the Washington Post. But they can't get rid of him. Stories about Biden's cognition problems may have to wait for White House staff memoirs rather than appearing anonymously and immediately in the Washington Post. He's ready and raring to run. I don't think raring is the right word. What are you going to do, a 40-yard dash? A 4-4-40? Come on. It's worth asking how much people view the election as an affirmation of Biden versus a repudiation of certain elements in the Republican Party. Democrats did as well as they did, after all, not because voters actually liked Biden, but because they disapproved of him only, because those who disapproved of him only somewhat still tilted toward the blue side. The Democrats didn't run on Biden, after all, but on Donald Trump. If Trump wins the nomination in 2024, that strategy may still suffice. But what if the Republicans nominate someone else, especially someone significantly younger? Then Biden's going to get scorched coast to coast. He's still deeply unpopular, even in the post-midterm polls the Washington Post uses. For instance, Reuters Ipsos puts Biden 20 points underwater, favorable, unfavorable. This is in the post-midterms. Politico Morning Consult, he's down 14 in favorable, unfavorable. Emerson College, down 13. There's the Q-poll Quinnipiac showing Biden's job approval, minus 19. So they still want to, I think thinking Democrats, if there is such a thing these days as a thinking Democrat, they're probably about as extinct as moderate Democrats or pro-life Democrats. But if there are any thinking Democrats, they've got to be thinking that they dodged a bullet this time, and that they don't want to have to go through this again. 844 and hope for the best with Republicans screwing up. 844-500-4242, or not figuring out how to use mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting the way the Democrats have obviously mastered it, or somewhat mastered it. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I will tell you something. I was born in Ukraine, and I lived there. And Stalin never spoke like this. He had very limited Russian language. And when he spoke, he maybe very very short, sentences. I promise you, he never spoke like this.
Yeah, no, it seems like kind of the witty remark that somebody, a glib talker would make. And you're right, I've never heard, obviously I don't speak Russian, and I wasn't alive when he was running the show, but I never got the feeling that, he made a lot of, humorous asides. But it probably is a made-up thing. But again, somebody said it, and it's the way totalitarians think. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. Thanks for the call, Jane. 844-500-4242. Try not to let this one destroy your faith in the integrity of the public health programs in the United States. Cleveland, Ohio. The Metro Board, Health Board of Trustees confirmed that it has terminated the employment and of President and CEO Akram Boutros, MD, effective immediately. An investigation found that Dr. Akram Boutros authorized more than $1.9 million in supplemental bonuses to himself between 2018 and 2022 without disclosing it to the board. Sounds like something a former Massachusetts state legislator who worked at the Chelsea Housing Authority did, doesn't it? $1.9 million that he wasn't supposed to collect. By the way, I mentioned this. I just want to mention this. It was a couple of days ago. The World Health Organization is set to change the name of the monkeypox virus to Mpox. Mpox. Senior Biden administration officials have consistently urged the World Health Organization to make the name change and have threatened to adopt new terminology without WHO's approval. This is Fox News. According to the report, Biden administration believes the name monkeypox carries an unnecessary stigma for people of color. What? I don't understand it. I don't know what that means. The CDC states, at this time, data suggests that gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men make up the majority of cases in the current monkeypox epidemic. 844-500-4242. This is how bad the Brandon administration is. We've been making sport of them all day, not just for the ridiculous monkeypox nonsense that's going on, but they are really doing some bad stuff here. And this is this was a story that just moved on the wire from the Daily Caller. The Biden administration supports using taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations on minors. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra confirmed in written testimony submitted to the House Committee on Education Labor yesterday. There's a Republican congresswoman from Illinois, Mary Miller. She questioned Becerra in April about the administration's positions on taxpayer funding for sex change operations on minors. And he equivocated at the time, you know, saying they will comply with the law, et cetera, et cetera. In written answers to Miller yesterday, however, Becerra was more direct. He cited the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, Standards of Care Version 8. The Biden-Harris administration supports the upcoming release of the WPATH Standards of Care Version 8 and believes all children and adults should be afforded life-saving, medically necessary care. Payers, both public and private, should cover treatments which medical experts have determined to be medically necessary. Okay? Now, here is the Daily Caller has some of these standards of WPATH 8. Okay, this is the document. This is a quote directly from the document that the Biden administration is going to use to decide whether to pay for these genital mutilation operations on minors. We recommend providers consider prescribing menstrual suppression agents. I'm going to have run into a lot of words and phrases I'm not familiar with and I've never heard before. Menstrual suppression agents for adolescents experiencing gender incongruence who may not desire testosterone therapy, who desire but have not yet begun testosterone therapy or in conjunction with testosterone therapy for breakthrough bleeding. Menstrual suppression, gender incongruence, breakthrough bleeding. I guess, you know, I am not a physician. I don't even pretend to be one, but those are phrases I'm unfamiliar with. It also instructs doctors to, quote, wait until the adolescent has had at least 12 months of gender affirming hormone therapy or longer if required to achieve the desired surgical result for gender-affirming procedures. And again, this is for minors. This is for minors. Including breast augmentation, orchiectomy, I don't even know what that is, vaginoplasty, hysterectomy, phalloplasty, I think I know what that is, meto-idioplasty, and facial surgery before operating. What is facial surgery? So this is what Congresswoman Miller said in a statement to the Daily Caller after she got this letter yesterday. Biden's HHS secretary has now confirmed that the Biden administration is using taxpayer dollars to push young children to have sex change operations and take dangerous chemicals that do permanent damage to their bodies. The Biden administration even supports allowing these procedures to occur without parental consent. American taxpayer dollars should never fund puberty blockers and sex change surgeries on minor children. So you can't get a tattoo without parental consent. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't buy booze. You can't join the Army or the military if you're under, 17 or 18? But you can get a sex change operation? Dr. Rachel Levine, HHS's Assistant Secretary for Health, she's the one who's had her, he's the one who had his picture taken with Sam Brenton, the guy who stole the woman's suitcase, the gender fluid DOE guy at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Dr. Rachel Levine, former linebacker for Belmont Hill School, with Thoroughly Modern Millie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they went a glittering 1-6 in their senior year in high school at Belmont Hill, is the highest-ranking transgender official in American history. He's now a rear admiral, by the way. In Levine's previous position, physician general in the Department of Public Health, the pediatrician sought scientific literature to support top and bottom surgeries for minors. Top and bottom surgeries. Ugh. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I think an orchiectomy is removing the testicles, by the way.
Ugh. And so it's emasculation. Is that do they call that emasculation? Or is that, I guess that would be time. Castration. And all these words.
And we don't use sex change operation anymore. We use gender affirming.
Right. No, I noticed that in there, the gender affirming. Gender affirming procedures and gender affirming hormone therapy, yes.
And one last thing, William Sapphire. You remember William Sapphire?
Indeed. Yes, he was noted, the columnist for the New York Times. He was Spiro Agnew's speechwriter. He came up with Nattering Nabobs of Negativism. Yes.
God bless him. Listen, he noticed about 30 years ago that people stopped referring to a person's sex and they started referring to the person's gender. Prior to that, gender was a grammatical term, and now human beings don't have a sex, they have a gender. So it's very kind of fluid, as it were.
Yes, gender fluid, as in Sam Brenton, who had his picture taken with Rear Admiral Levine at one point in one of those I tweeted it out yesterday so no one would forget it, just like I can't forget it. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. I told you yesterday about how we've been sending out, the Howie Carr Radio Network has been sending out boxes of Omaha Steaks to some of our top clients, and it's just amazing the response we've gotten. We get you know how you get fewer and fewer thank you notes in the snail mail. Well, we're getting the thank you notes again because people are so happy. They're so impressed with it. The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero or your company. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon. And you can get some wrapped in bacon as well. Or you can get both kinds. Air-chilled boneless chicken, which is fantastic. Ultra-juicy burgers. I'm going to have one for dinner tonight. I made a couple over the weekend. And for dessert, you know what I'm going to have? I'm going to have some of those caramelized apple tarts. I took one out of the freezer today, so it's just ready to pop into the microwave. It'll be all ready for dessert after I have my ultra-juicy burger and my potato au gratin, which I'll also have. And even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks are ready to ship, or is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout. If you want to make a real impression on somebody, whether it's friends, family, or clients, people you do business with, anybody you want to impress, you can send them a box of Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. I'm going to thaw some hot dogs out. That's what Jared really loves, is the hot dogs. They're fantastic as well. Now that I've gone through the filet mignon and the chicken and the hamburgers, I'm going to have some of the hot dogs next. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required to get the $30 off, but go for it. You're going to impress somebody big time. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
I don't know what that facial surgery means. I've told you before that they used to talk about my 5 o'clock shadow when I was on Channel 7. Not a problem anymore. I had a Gabby Hayes salt and pepper beard. Now I'm gone full Santa Claus. You know, it's all I don't have to shave for 2 or 3 days. No one will notice because there's nothing dark on my face. But you know what do they mean, facial surgery? What is that? I don't get it. But maybe it's just as well that I don't get it. Some things you don't want to know. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Howie. The facial surgery, actually, now that you mention it, has to do with, and I got this from a nurse who works in a Boston hospital where they do some of these cosmetic surgeries. But for men who identify as women, they'll actually kind of reshape the forehead and the hairline. And sometimes they'll also either remove the Adam's apple, or the female try to insert an artificial Adam's apple.
Insert an Adam's apple. About cosmetic surgery.
You can tell.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's the least of the problems. I'm glad you brought up Samuel Brenton, though. I actually encountered him at the State House a few years ago when he was working to get legislation passed in Massachusetts that prevents licensed mental health professionals from, among other things, counseling. Oh,
conversion therapy. Conversion therapy, right?
Well, that's what they call it, right? But the way the bill was written, it was very broad, and so it creates a situation we have now in Massachusetts where you can go to Boston Children's Hospital as a 16-year-old girl and have your breasts removed, but if you take that same 16-year-old girl and get her counseling to literally feel comfortable in her own body, you'll lose your license because that's considered conversion therapy.
Oh, this is so bad. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Monique, we don't have much time. We got about 30 seconds, Monique. Go ahead, make your point. Sorry.
It's barbaric that we're performing these surgeries on children. And I'm alternating between being completely appalled and wondering if the whole thing is just a distraction from, in part, a distraction from everything else that's going on, but it's just a barbarity that they're doing this.
It could be both, Monique. And you know what? I think it probably is both. I think you're onto something there. I'll tweet out this story so you can read it tonight at your leisure. It's not very happy, but you should probably know it. I'm Howie Carr.